So an interesting thing happened over the course of the auto industry's drama. Obviously, the auto industry stumbled quite a bit earlier, a few years ago. And then in the recent years, in the past, say, year and a half, 2 years, the auto industry has really been a bright spot in the economy. During the time when most people were in the depths of a recession, lots of people were buying used cars. And that may have changed the market for used cars, or at least the way we calculate the cost of one. Paul Eisenstein joins us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, what is going on with used cars?
Well, the sales are going through the roof, Celeste. Right now, you're selling about three times as many used cars as new, and that is creating such demand that in some cases it's hard to find what you want, and you better be ready to pay because you are going to pay a lot more than you used to for the exact same car.
But not, I mean, not more than a new car. You're still getting a break on a used car.
Oh, yeah, you are. But in some cases, once you calculate in incentives and everything else, if you buy one of these so-called certified used cars where they put the vehicles through inspections, yeah, repair things, give you a like new warranty, the gap between what you're paying for some relatively new used cars and the new car may not be all as much as you think.
Well, do you then get it on the other end? If I turn it, take something in and trade it in at the dealership, do I then see that reflected in a larger trade-in rebate?
You may. Dealers are desperate right now to get used cars, and they are paying a premium, which is a good thing. Unfortunately, incentives on new cars have gone down a bit, so those prices are going up as well, especially on Japanese cars in short supply right now. The reality is this spring is a tough time. This is the so-called spring buying season, which is normally a great time to go out and buy. But the reality is, no matter what car you're buying, you're paying more this year, significantly more than before. And used car prices in particular are at record levels. The good thing is, whether you decide to turn it into a dealer trade in and hope to get a better buy, or in many cases people are seemingly more likely these days to put an ad in one of the online or just your local newspaper, one of the rags that focus on specifically on used cars. Whatever the case, you'll probably get a good deal for it right now. You'll probably get people desperate to buy.
All right, so who is this best for? I mean, there's four people here. There's a person trying to sell their used car, there's a person trying to buy a used car, there's a dealer, and there's the automakers. It sounds like those who the dealers and the sellers are in the best position.
Well, dealers are certainly happy if they can get hold of a used car because they're getting good prices for them right now. But in many cases, they have to go to auction. They actually go to these auctions,
right,
where they buy vehicles. And they're paying as much as $1,000 a used car more to get something they can sell to you as a customer than they did, say, 6 months ago. So it's not always good. They're paying more to get a car that they can then sell at a higher price.
But at some point, we're going to get towards buying new cars again? I mean, are we looking 6 months to a year before the pendulum swings?
Well, the May sales were so weak that a number of automakers are now increasing incentives again. Toyota was a good example. So a lot of folks are simply waiting a few months before they buy a new car because the deals may get better. And maybe the same thing if used car sales start to slip because of the high prices.
All right. Maybe not be a good time to buy a used car at this point. Paul Eisenstein is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Thanks so much, Paul.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Celeste.